Well, I'm saying what you're saying.
That costs those people. So, Corin, I gave you this started.
So, we'd be better giving it. I shut it.
Council ladies, I'm going to get started.
Yeah, message.
Council ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I've got five. The others will come back when they get in. Okay, welcome to our council meeting, the 20th of July 2020. And those welcome, those on Zoom as well. Attendance is everybody. No apologies, table of contents, planning three has been withdrawn. No other changes?
Yes, that's the only changes.
Acknowledgement of country. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land on which we gather today, and acknowledge elders past, present and emerging. Duff or declaration of pecuniary interest from anybody? Councillor Ginnin?
Connate.
Okay. Confirmation of minutes of the last council meeting on the 29th of June. Councillor Adams? Do you have a second vote? Councillor Lambert?
Sorry.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Confirmation of minutes of committees. Councillor Adams and Councillor Lambert? All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The recommendation of the subcommittees. Longford Local District Committee have a recommendation that council be asked to respond to the request for a feasibility study that was submitted with the budget request about the race course. The officer's recommendation. Is happy to move that? Yep, do we have a second for that?
I'll second it.
Councillor Davis, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. They've also got one thing about the trees on the first bypass. See how the trees, the blue tree, the one we suggested about the blue tree, so it's going to be used up. And the recommendation is that we note the request. Councillor Goss, Councillor Davis, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Visual impairment aids on Longford Street, another one that we note the information. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Davis, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And the next one is the erection of signs to prevent cyclists and pedestrians using off roads at speeds greater than 80 k's.
The off ramps coming off the highway at Perth. Those ramps are, no, I don't know what the legality or the legal position is, but having I don't think pedestrians use them, but anybody could use them, I suppose, not whether they're allowed to legally. And also bikes on those. I don't know what the position is of bikes on them.
Yeah,
we
can
report. Okay, so that information will be noted. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. And the next one is about a leave of absence, and also that we note this information. Yeah. Councillor Goss, Councillor Lambert. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The date of the next council meeting will be the 17th of August, 2020. Information items.
Madam Mayor, there's no questions. I'll just remove
everyone that met them, so we let the members who just recently emailed out and established a small committee to review the items. I think three or four put their hand up, and we'll find a date that's obviously suitable to get hopefully get everybody to that meeting in the next couple of weeks. So we can do that review and we'll reorganise the information report accordingly.
Any information items about the pandemic recovery proposal, incentives to entice interstate visitors to spend, play and stay model that was presented last meeting. In our recommendation from our last meeting, it said that we supported that, but we wanted to get a proposal back to this coming meeting in relation to the other towns. And here it says to be progressed later in liaison with tourism officers, so I'm not quite sure. We haven't got a report.
No, we haven't. What they're doing is actually doing the review at the moment to identify actually what we can do our first report and how that can be transposed over the whole council area. So they're seeking quotes at the moment for what the opportunities might be for.
So they're not able to meet our recommendation, no. Which is to have that back?
No, we haven't got the fee office back yet.
So when are we might be seeking
information? Well, we hope by the next council meeting. But also approach the public relations group that we're engaged to get their ideas of what the opportunities might be as well.
So it might have been a bit slow, that Longford Racecourse one, because I think they were just looking at the ownership of it and establishment of the question centre there, whereas I think we had information on them to do that, plus look at the trails around from Longford to Cressy, etc. And there was going to be discussion with the Racing, who seemed to have avoided us. Is it possible to take out the steps to the Racing to do these or not?
Well, I think if they don't come back to me agree to have the meeting, yes. I think we'll give them to the next meeting if they don't come back, because I think part of the discussion was about a car park or a starting point for that, wasn't it? And it was actually beyond on that site.
Yes.
And they actually, as a possible option, but they haven't come back to us at all yet.
So what I'm saying is the Longford motion is a little bit different to our request. We were looking at a car park there,
yeah.
And then some horse trails, whether it be south or north. They are saying they're looking at an equestrian facilities on that site, yeah. But whatever, yeah. We can look at the whole lot, but and put that in information.
I would like to ask a question about the Perth Structure Plan, which has now been on our agenda since April 2017. How are we going with that report?
We haven't progressed it. I think, as mentioned, we've been progressing a number of other projects to date. We've actually looked at, with regards to the structure plan, is the rezoning. I think those are the issues. I think, is that the issues you're alluding to, the rezoning?
No, I just want to know when we can start some work in the main street.
Well, Council's endorsed the concept plan being prepared. That's happening. That's progressing. We've got funding for a number.
Progressing, where are we at with it?
Well, it's being progressed. So, in other words, we've engaged the officers, the consultants to do that work. Once they've prepared something, I'll bring it back to Council straight away.
So do we have a timeline when we might be expecting to see something come back?
We're hoping to see something back by the end of the year.
So that will be the brief to be accepted or the work to be finished?
No, Council's already engaged them to do the work. Council have allocated the funds.
Well, I'm trying to understand as where we're up to with it.
I'm getting confused. We've engaged someone to do the work which Council's authorised, so they've been engaged to do the work. We've been hoping for the work to be done by the end of the year, and we can actually stick to that timeline. They actually haven't progressed the work for the last 3 or 4 months, again because of the COVID-19, and they've just started the work up just recently themselves. My understanding, we've walked the street twice with them now, and they're actually progressing that again this week themselves, and hopefully in the coming weeks they'll have a plan to us with a concept. And then part of the project is also to consult the community, and then we'll go through that process once Council's seen the concept in the first instance.
So your expectation is that we will have works underway for the end of the current financial year?
No. We've got no substantial funding. We have minor funding in the budget to do minor work. That might be putting a few trees in or something like that. The whole project could be anything for $3 to $4 million.
We've got $130,000. That's a bit more than pulling a few trees, I would
think. Well, trees out here cost $80,000. It doesn't, won't cost, take much to spend $140,000. Regretfully, any main work up and down that main street until the concept is finalised, we have a costings, we won't know exactly what we're up for. But council can stage that work, and whatever $180,000 pays for at that time, once council agrees, that'll be the first component that can be done.
Okay, so I'll need a mover and a seconder that the information items are received. Councillor Lambert? Councillor Brooks? All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Staff 7, the Legat meeting and motions for the annual general meeting.
Yes, Madam Mayor, the report is as presented. A couple of items there that probably the council needs to be aware of. In the recommendations, a significant amount of these items are just the noting. Up in the first lot of recommendations under B, you'll note in there the budget and subscriptions. Council subscription for this year has had a minor change, increasing from about $40,700 to about $40,978. Just to make council aware of that, there's been marginal movements in subscriptions this financial year. The other items requiring a decision are on page 32. One relates to headworks. What Brighton Council is asking there is actually for the for ceasing the headworks holiday. They're taking the view there should be a set amount for developers with regards to for headworks to be provided for each of the parcels to go towards sewer and water infrastructure. The reason being is, I think, as we'd be aware at the moment with regards to developers in our area, and I think throughout the state, it's first come, best dressed. In other words, if you put a development in and you take up the capacity of the water and the sewage, the ones that come after that will be probably the ones who will be looking to find the additional funds to actually increase the capacity of that service, such as pump stations, those sort of items. The pump station could be anything from $800 to $1 million if you need to put one of those in. So that's one of the reasonings. They're also asking perhaps to consider the coming along the other states. I think we'd be the only state that doesn't have headworks charges at this time. Item 2.2 related to a five-year management strategy for local government. As identified in the report, council required to actually have a 10-year strategic plan, which council does have, but they're also asked to have a 10-year financial management plan, which we do have one of those as well. What the council is suggesting there is that they don't believe that if you get out past 5 years that the document is very relevant at that time, that the data is becoming a bit flexible, if I can put it that way. They're suggesting it's more meaningful in that short term of the 5 years. The remainder of the items are for noting.
Okay. A, B, and C are just for noting. Do we want to move those first? Councillor Gross, Councillor Adams, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now, does anyone wish to do these separately, the last four?
I just moved them up together.
Move them up together. Are we for or against them?
I want to move for the headworks.
Four? So we'll do them separately then. Okay. The third. Well, that's all right. The first one's fine. We can move their meetings.
Our financial management feels about that, whether it's better for us for 5 years or 10 years or
the only
for our rate pass.
The only concern I have is if you have got a long term asset management plan that spans over the 10 years, it doesn't give a very long picture, it's just the 5 years. It might be more accurate, but it doesn't give the long term picture as well.
So you think the 10 year
I think the 10 year it doesn't hurt to have that extra allocation here.
It doesn't hurt to have it, and we can do it.
Mm.
but a lot of it's pretty rubbery. Mm-hmm. I think mandating 5 years rather than 10 and leaving us the option to do 10 where it's appropriate, particularly for big infrastructure spends, is fine, but mandating 10, you know, you're just making it up at that stage in a lot of cases.
So do I have a seconder? This is for the five, to endorse the 5-year management plan strategy for local government rather than 10. Councillor Calvert.
Seconder.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Gillingham, anyone else against? Councillor Boss? Carried. Okay, draft 8, local district committee membership, the extension of the term for 12 months.
This is for every committee?
Yes.
Yeah, we've just got the recommendation for the extension of Northern Midlands, is that?
Northern Midlands, like a local district committee.
So
it means to cover more.
It means to cover them all?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got a mover and a seconder. I think you've got a question.
No, I have a question.
I support the motion and...
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Did you ask a question?
Presumably, if we're extending their terms, we're now in a position to be able to provide some services.
Councillor Holly, sorry, I'll come to you. Can you say that again, Councillor Davis?
Presumably, if we're extending the terms, we're now in a position to offer support services to all of the committees rather than just some of them.
No, we're still taking the position in regards to council staff not being available. The funding is still available, the $2,500, and a number has actually taken that up. So that's still an option there for others. A number of the committees are still not meeting yet, so we can remind them that the opportunity to commence is there if they wish to. We just need to make sure there's a safe work plan in place for the site where they're meeting.
Can I just get some clarification? Are we any closer to resolving when that chair of support may be available again? I know we haven't got community members here at the moment. Are we any closer to giving an answer to this?
We're probably looking at when they actually remove the emergency declaration. But we can review that and discuss it down the workshop discussion. But at this stage, that's what we're working towards, the emergency declaration being removed.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Draft 9, Rural Alive and Well, the request for funding.
I move the matter to be discussed. I'll second that.
Councillor, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Councillor Foley.
Yeah, well. When I first picked the agenda and looked at this, and I thought, well, $30,000, that's a lot of money. But then I thought to myself, in all the years I've been on council, which is not as long as some, certainly not as long as my colleague, Councillor Gannon, how often do we have somebody come along and offer potentially to put the headquarters, northern headquarters, in our municipality, in a town that's just been bypassed, up to 11 people working out of there, conducting a lot of their workshops, etc., in an area that's going to suffer economically, potentially in the short term because of businesses with shops and so on. And I'm just a little bit afraid if we don't grab this opportunity, they may well go to Westbury or Deloraine, because it's really to try and serve this northern area. And I really strongly support the principle of, even if it's only been for a 2-year period, and therefore I intend to move that council provide a subsidy up to $30,000 for the next 2 years to be reviewed at the end of 2 years to see how it goes. Because, quite frankly, it's been a long time since anyone walked into
Montreal.
So, I
have a seconder
for that. Sorry, if I can provide some clarity. With regard to the budget, that's a 3-year budget.
Yeah.
So it's $10,000 a year, so if you were to indicate $20,000 and then review for the next $10,000. So it's $30,000 for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll move for the 3. I'm ordered to move for the 3 years.
And
you're not
getting that? Councillor Polly, continue.
Yeah, it's a long time since anyone walked into any one of our towns offering this sort of employment and headquarters. You know, and quite frankly, we had no hesitation in going and spending money on
planning issues that cost as much, if not nearly as much, if not more. And I just think to have this opportunity, it only comes along very rarely, and to have this opportunity of getting this sort of employment, and particularly giving a boost to Perth. And that's why I strongly recommend it.
Look, I read this and then I looked at the budget and I thought, hey, what's going on here? I want more information before I even think about this. So there is some confusion in here. As I said, it's a 3-year budget, not a 1-year budget. And then I looked, I mean, I think it's a really worthy cause, but I wonder who else is going to contribute to it as well. Is it a cancelled job or not? And maybe this day and age it is. Where's the money going to come from? Because we always find we do our budget and then we always find these other ones that come in after. And also, you know, I suppose there's nothing stopping them occupying the buildings, but they were a nice restaurant type building, probably which Perth needs as well, it's a short of. But then again, it's an occupant. So I was looking for a little bit more information to cover those sort of points. Where's particularly the money coming from? And is it really our job to be doing it? And lastly, who else is contributing to this budget of $132,000 over 3 years?
My understanding is that the information I've been provided so far is that we're council-wise, we'd be the only contributor, is my understanding. We could fund that out of the youth program. We actually have $30,000 unallocated within that area, which we've been allowing now for projects. We don't expect perhaps all that will be expended this year because we still haven't commenced youth services yet at this time, so there could be an allocation this year of $10,000 from that area towards this. I think as identified within the papers from RAW, there's an opportunity I think for our youth officer to liaise with the group and actually work out of that side as well and develop programs. My understanding as well through other advice is that the group is also putting in for funding now through the community fund, TAS Community Fund, but I'll be pursuing funding for that as well for programs at that site with regards to any success with regards to being able to set up in that area. Long term as well, there's probably opportunities there if council was to continue this if they did fund it in the beginning to keep it going and there was a demonstrated need for it ongoing. There's also the opportunity with regards to the reuse of our community centre. This portion of that facility is going to become vacant in the next 12 or 18 months with a new childcare school. So there's an opportunity perhaps for something to come out of that site. So just putting that on the table, could be considerable saving. This facility that then needs to be utilised. But also we understand the tennis club would also like to access that facility to the Lamborghini Club room. So just putting that on the table. So that's all the information I have at this stage.
Councillor Davis, then
Councillor Calvert. I find myself in a heart and head situation here. My heart goes along with everything Councillor Polly said, and I absolutely will support it, but I have a number of reservations about doing so. The first one goes to Councillor Ganinan's question, and if you look at the very brief information we've been given, three of the activities that are costed in as occupancy costs are actually activities which are funded from other sources. This is not a penalist organisation. They have a budget. The last I looked, last year, they're like 1920, their initial grant allocation was $1 million+. And that includes costs for administration in there. Three of the projects they're funded in there are activities, not occupancy costs. So that's my first concern. My second concern is that they do have a premises in Southern Midlands, but the contribution of council is in kind, not in cash. And I think we should be looking at that, even if it's through something like a rate rebate to the owner, who would guarantee that back onto the tenant. That would cover half, pretty much, the $10,000 that they've asked us for. If you take the activities out, there's actually a $10,000 surplus in there, and if we were to give them a rate rebate through the owner, who I know would pass it on, then that would be, I think, a considerable consideration from us. My third concern, I guess, is the most important one for me, and that is the precedent that we set. You know, we have a budget, we don't have allocations for these things. What happens when the next worthy cause comes to us and says, we want $30,000, we want this, we want that? We need to have a very clear approach to how we deal with things like this that is transparent, consistent, and, you know, spread across the whole council area, whether it be in the form of our strategic plan, whether it be in the form of a contingency line in the budget, where we can do these things if they come up when they're good ideas. I think we're leaving ourselves open to all sorts of risk. Having said that, I want the thing in Perth, absolutely, but I think we need to think very carefully about how we do that and that we're not leaving ourselves open to a whole lot of unintended consequences.
Councillor Calvert.
I think it's a tremendous opportunity, and I think we'd be absolutely foolish if we seriously look at it, and I think we should be doing it. I do think we've got a very strong, we should have a very strong case to approach government for some assistance towards this. After all, it won't only be more than business council, community benefiting from this, the greater northern area that benefits from this, other jurisdictions. So I think we stand a very strong, we'll be able to put a strong case together. This is a tremendous opportunity for Perth and bypass all the rest of it. And we've just heard from the general manager that there are some funds available under that sort of allocation. So, I think we need to be proactive. This virus thing is going to, we haven't said the start of all this yet, and this is where these sort of things can, how it's going to affect the community. So we need it on the front foot and, thank you, Mayor. I wouldn't suggest that Joe West be given, and I don't know what Joe already can be there, so we'll give them the opportunity. We should take it up to see.
Councillor Lambert.
Thank you, Mayor. I strongly support this submission and program to come into the Northern Midlands and to come into the Township of Perth. I've been involved in this from the very beginning when I took a phone call from the CEO. She'd been doing her homework and looking around trying to find a suitable place in the Northern Midlands to start, to put the Northern base. And she looked at various other places and she's very keen to set up in Perth. I just happened to have had a conversation with the owner of the building that we're looking at, and I thought that there might have been an opportunity there for them to get together and have a conversation and see whether that would work. And they did have that conversation, and from what I understand from my further conversations with the CEO, it is the perfect building to start delivering and to build a base in the north. Currently, they have 11 staff who do not have a base in this area to have an office, to have a space. We all work in offices and buildings where we have a space to go to if we've got to have a meeting or we've got to do those sorts of things. So that would be the whole side of it. That's going to be turned into office space for them. I think they've been quite visionary here. They can see an opportunity to take, if they can get the lease of the current restaurant part of it, there's an opportunity there to embed themselves in the community here, but to start running community-based programs and involving the community, our community, more than the community. And I just only see that as a benefit for Perth, as we, I think a few people have already said. We've already been bypassed. We have been aware, and I know Councillor Ganin has been talking about this for a long, long time now, that we need to start being proactive about finding opportunities for Perth, people an opportunity to come back to the town or a reason to be in the town, something to bring the community back together for them to start, building some kind of community pride again. I see this as the perfect opportunity to start some of those things happening. And obviously the CEO of Raw does as well, because she's put in here some opportunities for programs that they want to start. And the general manager's talked about programs that can be run with our youth person. There's money in the youth budget for this to happen for a three-year period. I think absolutely we should be reviewing it at that time and asking for maybe some information to come through, like we do with Northern Midlands Business Association, asking maybe to report on a quarterly basis or even a half-year basis, whatever we decide. on how their programs are going, how things are working, the challenges or the successes that they're having. I don't think that's unreasonable for them to be perhaps checking in touch with putting money in. But I can only see positive things for this. I can't see how this would not be a wonderful opportunity. We all know how important it is to have strong mental health, and we all know that the work that these people have been doing over a number of years now, it has been so important to rural communities. I think it's only fitting that if they're going to expand, which they are, that they come to the Northern Midlands to do their expanding, and that we take that opportunity and use that opportunity to help them, but to help our community as well, because we are a rural community after all. So I absolutely support this proposal going forward, and I hope that other councils will see the benefits that can come, and of course we also need to make sure that the checks and balances come into play as well, so everyone's, you know, comfortable that the money that we are hopefully going to spend on Great Plains behalf is of good value. So I do support this item.
Does anyone wish for the act of Matthew Wilson?
Councillor Lambert just brushed on a bit, but we really need to have some if this process goes through, we need to have some targets and make sure they're met and reported back to council. I would think that because it's a new program, probably every 6 months, so you get those targets back. They need to be set up front right from the start, before the start, not just and it's what best suited for our ratepayers in Northern Midlands. A bit disappointing that some other councils are not going to be part of this funding as well, or can't see it anyway in the report. But this is just not for Northern Midlands. Northern and ratepayers will be paying for this, this is going to be something set up for the whole north of the state, which is fantastic. But it'd be great to see some of the other councils also support this initiative and get behind it and contribute, because they will be an asset for all the communities in the north, not just Northern Midlands. And I'd really like to, I'm not sure how we could do that, and what are other councils, but any suggestions how we can get other councils involved in supporting the program, but I think that's probably important that we do that.
Councillor Davis.
I hear what Councillor Goss says, and I don't disagree. However, the response from councils will be that this is funded to the extent of $1.5 million, maybe $2 million a year by the state government to be a statewide service. And that has been lacking over the last couple of years, or since they've been getting significant funding, in that they really haven't done a lot in the north. So they are funded to do that in the north already. And I think that's important for us to recognise that, hence my concern that we look at how we manage that investment from our point of view to make sure that we get the actual benefits that need to flow from a cash contribution.
Councillor Calvert.
Well, I just renamed my point. I said initially, and that was that we approach government for some assistance, taking on board Councillor Goss's comments and Councillor Davis' comments. It's for the greater northern community, and you know, I think we stand pretty good ground, so take the form that the government already provides assistance to rural, but we look upon the favour.
Councillor Polly.
Yeah, look, just being very practical about it, when somebody comes along and offers you, if they have 11 employees spaced within your municipality, when somebody comes along in a town that's been bypassed to say, here are 11 people going to be using an office in your town, when you're going to have also, I know they run expensive programs for bringing people into the town in their well-established area of mental health, etc. I think it's a no-brainer for the amount of money we're asked to put in. Why would you go hawking around and ask somebody else? I know that Westbury, Deloraine, everybody else would grab this. There's not very often that people come along and offer to have 11 people stationed. And if you go to Perth, apart from the school and childcare, there would be very few other businesses on that town that would have, perhaps the general store and so on, and hope, but 11 people to be stationed there, I just think it's a no-brainer.
I'll support this. There are a few risks in it, but
there's a lot of pluses in it. The state does fund this, so I was involved in the early days of RAW. But I believe there is a lot of pluses in it. Councillors have covered that. We need to show that you know, we try to look at the future, and certainly I guess their annual report covers a lot of what you were saying, Councillor Boss, and things like that. So I'll support this motion.
Councillor Lambert, and then I'll put the recommendation.
Yeah, look, I just wanted to say one other thing. I absolutely support everything that Councillor Boss has just said, but I know that if they are successful tonight, they will be putting in for a grant through the TAS Community Fund, so they which will enable them to run some of those programs through the old cafe side of things. So there is a bit of a domino effect thing happening here. If this gets passed, then that will happen, and that will enable them to start putting roots down in this community. So, you know,
and perhaps lessen their expectation of funding if they get it funded from some other source. And I think that has to be part of our reporting around them too.
And just on that other idea of other councils getting involved, there's nothing stopping the CEO, once they've got their base established, for going to those other councils and asking and suggesting, you know, how to come and get on board, because this is for everyone. So, but they've got to have a base first to plant their roots, and I think this is the perfect place to do it, and I think we should be supporting that. Councillor Gillen,
can we just have the motion ready again, please?
To that a subsidy of 30,000
no,
over 3 years. No. Just a 30,000 subsidy over 3 years. Is that
no,
what?
I move that we provide the assistance for a 3 year period.
Yeah.
$30,000. I amended it to say I'd accept that and support that budget.
So now you're doing 3 years, $30,000.
$10,000.
And we get that from the new.
I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I'd like to see that's a maximum to be reviewed. It's got to have. We didn't put this into the motion, but we talked about having some financial constraints around it. So I think that has to be recorded as part of the decision. That it be up to $30,000 and that there be constraints. I wasn't quick enough to get that in, but there be constraints, you know, reporting constraints around that, as we talked about.
I've noted that, so we should definitely be involved and included in the grant.
Okay, CND 1 monthly report.
Yes, Madam Mayor, the report is as presented there. I think you've noted, obviously, we've had less development in the commercial area. We've had, obviously, increased income, greater money spent in there with regards to residential properties. I think we have about 3.7 million above last year's, but substantially lower in regards to the commercial area, about $30 odd million. So hopefully in the coming years that improves. But the way things are at the moment, as Councillor Nilly shaking his head, yes, doubt as well.
The figures for the state on construction, have we got any idea?
They're in there.
They
were, I think.
So is it 10%, 5%,
5%?
I haven't
looked at that. I think it just highlights, look at it and vote on that fine, but it's well down. And is it just wise down? I think we should be looking and analysing a little bit of that. Driving around the country, or around the state now, and particularly around Launceston, it's just amazing how many commercial buildings they are doing at the moment. I mean, I know, talking to the builders, they've had huge amount of cancellations, but, you know, we've got one of the premier places in Northern Midlands at Transfer, and it's sad to see, well, it's sad good for the state, but down at Wakey there, an enormous amount of small warehouses gone up there and other parts around Launceston that probably we should have got. You know, and I don't know whether we do enough to capture the market, but certainly it has a huge effect on our rates going forward. And as I said, it needs to be analysed, because it could well be that the state by buildings like that could have been in previous years there that's pushed up. But
I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. CND 2, the fee, request for a fee reduction in Midlands Highway Perth.
I move that we don't give a fee reduction on this particular project.
I'll second.
Isn't that? No discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Corpan, is that? I'm not sure if you're up to Corpan. Thank you, Sweet Warren.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Corporate monthly financial statement. You speak more.
Just as the report, there's nothing to highlight apart from it's a fairly abridged version at 30th of June because the end of year financials will be prepared in mid-August.
I'll move the report be noted.
And Councillor Gosselin, seconding. Put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Book 2, policy review for festivals, events and promotions. Councillor Gosselin.
I'll move the discussion.
I'll second.
All those in favour? Against? Carried. Councillor Gosselin.
I'll move the opposite of those.
Yes, whilst people begin moving around, many are still cautious with events. Events will probably be less attendees due to the physical distancing requirements. Event organisers will have extra costs implementing the COVID-19 safety plans that we now require. So our changes to the policy suggested are a new COVID-19 compliance grant up to $350 to assist with additional costs for events. And that will also mean we'll increase the event grants that are usually done on an annual basis from $1,500 to $2,000. And the new events, the usual grant is $3,000, and we're suggesting up to $3,500. And we're also suggesting an additional round. We usually only have rounds one and two, but we're suggesting round two will be in September and an additional round in December, which is round three.
Councillor
Goss.
I'm quite happy to move
the
recommendation.
Just briefly,
there are community organisations who are still tottering whether to have events or not have events or not. I think this initiative will, if they do intend to have them in the future, this year, we'll give an opportunity to have a little extra support there from council. And so I think it's a really positive thing to have. And just hopefully we can get a few more community organisations taking up in the rest of the year.
Deputy Mayor Goss, I think that the bit of initiative's been used in this report. I think there will be, from an organisational perspective, additional cost incurred, and we've allowed for that. Just hope to get to spend the money because a lot of organisations are pulling the pin to the following year, but we'll be positive and hope to spend.
Councillor Adams.
Thank you, Mayor. There's certainly going to be a cost in through this with my household and groups that I'm involved in starting to get reorganised. There is a cost of the need to get really aware of what the challenges are, wiping everything down, doing everything that comes cost and binding. The groups are Blooms as founder of me, so I understand that they're looking to do their thing in November. There's the Jazz Festival is looking at coming together, so they're starting to plan in this town, hopefully other towns, but it isn't It isn't an easy thing, and people have to comply with the new regime and the new world. So, any cost, and there will be extra cost, I'm pleased that this has come before us and that we can support this to get our communities working again back into the events and the organisations that they're used to. I think it'll be great for morale, great for mental health in our community, and council's making a good contribution.
Did you have your hand up, Councillor?
No, that's
okay. Okay, no further discussion. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Court 3, Paddle, Tasmania, request for financial support.
I'm going to move the recommendation there.
I have a seconder. Councillor Adams, any discussion?
Yeah, look, I don't support it. Again, annoying that it's coming after our budget, but I guess I don't know when we're doing that. Again, where's the $2,500 going to come from?
The report suggests that it comes from the event funding round.
Okay. So I just put an application for that judgment. Okay,
Councillor
Calvert. I don't support it. I think we've got more important things. Something, for example, what we passed a few years ago.
Councillor Boss.
Yeah, I'm not going to support this also because I'm just a bit confused. I read the report and things like some of the stuff like paddling a power cleaner. I'm not sure about how that would work because we've only got the tailways up there. I'm not sure what they mean by that. And the two things I didn't really understand, and all we're probably really getting for $2,500 is acknowledgement in there and publication. And I don't know, I think we've got other things to probably just report.
Councillor Adams.
I think this is an economic opportunity, and that's what it looks, and that's what the report tells you if you read it. And I think, probably it's got a lake down the bottom there that's with enormous amounts of things, and that goes on in these rivers that could be utilised for the benefit of the general economy of the municipality. We have some of the great rivers in the state. And this is a proposal to look at those economic activities or recreational activities around those. And I think not to make a contribution, not to be a part of that, is damn silly. And I think we should be a part of that, and we should therefore make a contribution and therefore see if we can make a gain out of it.
So just a little bit confused why we're putting this up as an event funding thing, which would normally go into the event funding. Are we going to put each one up as they come up this way, or do we keep them all together and put them in when they become available?
Well, I mean, the idea came up, so obviously we haven't got a pool of money just to allocate to this sort of thing, but what we're saying is that we put it into the round two special events, and in a way it is creating events for if the economics stacked up, it's creating events for Northern Midlands. So we thought it was fair enough to put it into the special event funding round.
Which is due when?
September.
So why don't we get the whole list of all the events, including
because
this one?
Because we haven't opened that second round yet. But what we're suggesting is that this application be put into the second round.
Well, normally we just write back and say to apply for the round two event.
Well, we thought we'd put it to council to see whether you like the idea to be able to put it to the next round.
Madam Mayor,
Councillor Goss.
My understanding is that the reason it's coming up now is because that study is about to start, and if we don't contribute to it, when it starts, it will go ahead without us. So leaving it till September, it'll all be over Red Rover. And that's why that it's coming to us now. And this is a fabulous opportunity for us to start to look at some different stuff in our municipality for, a very small contribution. I can't speak highly enough of support for it.
Ms. Agent, can I just double check? We've got a mover and a second.
Yes.
I'll put that. Councillor Cowell.
If you raise the motion, which is what's been moved and seconded, that it just conflicts with what's just been stated. I ask you to read the motion.
The council contribute $2,500 towards the Paddle Tasmania Economic and Market Demand Research, the research report from Grant Round to Special Events. We contribute.
They're not going to be available in advance.
Well, I'm not aware that there needs to be an addition to it.
So, just to be clear, this will come out of that total amount that we allocate.
Right.
That'll come out of the 15,000. So you'll have 13,000, 12,500
left. I'm happy with that, because I think this is a fabulous idea and a fabulous opportunity to value add to our community. I think, as the raw proposal, I think it's a no-brainer.
Only it's disadvantaged those other people that are putting for the events if it's oversubscribed.
But are we ever oversubscribed? Have we been?
Occasionally, yeah. But I don't expect to be this year because of
the opportunity.
$10,000
I just need a little bit of clarification. So this is coming out of the special events money. So how is this a special event? What event are they having? Are they having a...
Well, they're not having an event, but they're creating an event. If we were successful in becoming the site that this white water rafting would be happening.
They're doing it. They're doing a feasibility study into an event that could well be a major event for this region.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Councillor Boss, Councillor Ginnin, anyone else against? Councillor Galvin's against? Motion's carried. Port 4, local government reform, Northern Region Shared Services. Ms. Brittle, do you wish to speak to that?
Well, as a project from the 2017 Northern Council benchmarking report, there was it's currently a feasibility study into the proposal for a Tech One solution for shared business IT application software. The assessment will provide advantages, disadvantages, and feasibility for a single instance or a separate instance solution for all councils, Northern Councils, and really the report is just an information item to show that, well, to let you know that where we're at, because it's been a long, drawn-out process.
Councillor,
move that the report be noted.
I'll put that recommendation. You wish to speak,
Councillor?
I do,
Mr. Speaker. Councillor Calvert, has he
right?
Who seconded it? I think this is a good direction. I think the recommendation that we don't go into any new purchasing or whatever is also a sensible direction, and I think it's a positive thing that we can work on this basis and bring apples to be apples and pears to be pears. And that's how I certainly support. Recommendation. It's just a note of that.
Yes. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Works 1. Request to lower the speed limit on Brumby Street, Longford.
As in the report, requests coming from a local resident of the area to lower the speed limit on Brumby Street to help manage the movement of horses in the area, not far away from the stables. The recommendation is to win a request for DSG for the speed limit to be reduced to 50 kilometres an hour. DSG are in charge of all speed limits, so I'll be up to them.
Councillor Calvert.
I'll get an over the moment.
Do you have a seconder?
That's it.
Councillor Polly's seconding. Councillor Calvert, move it. Councillor Davis, did you wish to speak?
No.
I'll speak. Yes.
I think this is each one of these things to be judged always by itself, but this is an area which does have a lot of horses, a lot of people through there, and I think it's logical. Most of our streets are 50, and so it's not a big. This is not a big change to it. So I certainly support it. Yes.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Works 2, traffic concerns at the intersection of Marlborough and Wellington Street, Longford.
I'd like to move a motion that council just conduct a vehicle movement survey to see what's occurring at that intersection at the moment, and then come back with a report and maybe a suggestion at the same time.
So, do I have a second for that?
Yes, can I also ask maybe we need to do a bit of workshopping with them, given a lot of different proposals that have come forward, one recently by email today, yesterday, and Jim have been speaking to us. There seems to be a lot of different ideas on what could be done, and I just think that, as well as the traffic count, which is a great idea to give us a bit more perspective, I think we need to consider this a little bit more and maybe draw up what some of those proposals might look like, get some more expert advice on the implications of some of these things that we're discussing, because there are some businesses up along there. We can't just close parts of streets off and put bollards up or whatever it is we're going to propose to do without a bit more thought. I just think we need to do a little bit more work on this before. So, I'm just concerned. There's a lot of information there, and I don't want to make a decision that is going to have a negative impact on someone else in the future. And we go, we didn't think of that at all. So I think there's a bit more workshopping that needs to be done.
Exactly as Councillor Lambert said, I'd suggest that we do the survey that Councillor Ganinan suggested and bring that back to a workshop where we can actually go through and have a good long hard look at options.
Councillor Adams?
I think I've got no problem in supporting that proposition and we'll support it, but I think we need to, there's been some fair bit of discussion between state growth engineers and our engineers, so there's a fair bit being done there, but it needs to be pulled together in a workshop. But when you start looking at Longford, I think you look at the history of the transport. That intersection was the wagons came in there, the horses drank out of the water trough in the middle of the road, and it was big enough to turn a wagon and a team of horses. Now things have changed, but the town was set up with those Y roads, I guess. If you go up to the continuation of Mulberry Street, which is now closed, and Cressy Road starts and continues on. The street signage needs to be done, as the works manager has had discussions with. But there is the town's design of transport needs to be given some consideration for modern systems. But one of these days we're going to have to make a decision. There has to be some decisions made on this intersection. They say that it can't be big enough to put a roundabout, so state growth says that, so there won't be a roundabout, but whether the other work in front of the Queen's Arms Hotel has to change, or we stop turning to the right, or whatever, but I've got no problem. But there is stuff to be considered, but we will have to make decisions about it sometime.
Yeah.
I think
Councillor Gidevinson.
No.
And Councillor Boss.
On this. Just the recommendation here is to see start growth about funding for installation of bollards. Is that something that does it take a while to get that kind of funding, or is that something
it's you just on a year or
$60,000?
The application would be for next year. So whatever council investigates in the next 6 to 12 months would obviously put us in good place with regards to putting application in through that funding stream.
To protect pedestrians, the bollards would be very good, but they wouldn't fit in with the heritage So could we look at, instead of looking at seeking funding for bollards, there must be some solution, engineering solution, that would do it, but not
definitely. I think that's what the proposal is. I think if council comes up with a suggestion how to move forward, then whatever idea that may be obviously may fit the criteria of that funding stream, and we would seek funding for that work.
Yeah.
I think there's another motion, not the motion there. Moved the motion that we get information.
I understood the motion, but I want to talk about the recommendation the officer put forward. That's what I'm talking about.
But that's not.
I wouldn't want to be allotted to time or anything like that.
No, that's not.
That's all my question was.
Councillor And we need to note...
Which is note submission for Mr. Hallett within the information.
Yes.
And that will form part of the workshop discussion that we have in due course.
Yes.
You also need a seconder.
I just want to, I support it. I think the nearest thing I've seen that may work is what Councillor Adams has suggested about only turning to the right. I use it quite often, and what you've got, of course, you're not only to go where I've got to go out towards Bettina Road or back out that way, you've got to cross over the traffic coming that way, watch the, there's a bit of a hill coming up up the street, and then one shooting out past where Michael Williams' shop is. So you're crossing some to go about three different lines of moving traffic, and I think that will come up, obviously, with the inquiry, but I think that's probably the simplest way. Whatever we do, this can upset some of Lisa.
Did you have your hand up, Councillor
Calvert? Yeah, I did. Question to the to Lee. I think I noted the traffic counter in there along Wellington Street in recent times. Am I right?
William Street. Yeah, that's correct. Yes, we've had them in William and Wellington. Wellington's probably been 12 months ago.
Okay. So there'll be that information available or for the workshop, or would you have it already here?
No, I think we'll put one out there again for just what's happening at the moment, but we'll have that back in time.
Alright. Well, my next question is, if we go to the workshop, this thing, I'd like to see what I raised earlier in the workshop tonight about, you know, this whole truck issue for Trudeau as well. And I was going the journey of Littleton Street in that. So I'd like to see that included in the workshop.
Councillor Brooks.
Yeah, I support what Councillor Cowan was saying. I think if you put a no right turn sign there, I think it will then force their hand to those trucks that do come out there to find an alternate route. I do agree with Councillor Goss that High Street's definitely not the street to be turning right with a semi-trailer. But like Councillor Gideon said, if we can find the best outcome, and take our time and get it right, I think it will be beneficial for everyone. You know, putting bollards in there, that's only a band-aid solution to protect the building and protect the pedestrians, but there could be a fatality still there on the corner with the drivers in cars and trucks. So I think taking our time and getting it right the first time, the no right turn sign would be a low cost solution if that was favoured by, I'm not sure if that has to get the okay from State Road. Mr McCullough might be able to let us know there. Can we just put a sign up there, or does that have to get approval from State Road?
Because it's still a State Road intersection, we would have to go through those. We'd have to go through the DXG.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor
Gideon
is going to sum up.
So putting the motion, I wouldn't mind just adding to it with the other comments being made around the room, that once that information survey the vehicles has got, that we then workshop with all different options. But secondly, taken up on Councillor Cowart's point is the Littleton Street intersection as well. If we're getting that traffic count, we probably should do that at the same time and discuss that in the workshop at the same time, and the different options available. So if the second's happy with that, go with that. But I think this has been an intersection that has been an issue for a number of years. There's indications that there could have been a serious accident there. There hasn't to date, but where there's smoke, there's fire, and you'd be sad to ignore it and then find that something serious happens there that could have been prevented. So I think that going forward with a workshop first, get all the information and a good discussion on it,
this
is the Councillor Cowart, last night. Can that include trucks or heavy vehicles through?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Okay.
Against? Carried. Okay, it's tea time. Good gentlemen.
Oh, I've been even more.